We are learning Sechpas Brachas, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting from the last line of Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami, La'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav Imatzibur Shtayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. A person always should make sure to finish that week's parasha with the tzibur, that means before the tzibur lanes it, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Two times the mikra, two times the psukim, and one time the targum. Vafilu ataros v'divon, and even the psukim ataros v'divon, which are name of cities in Avar Yarden, and even those where the targum doesn't say anything, just repeats all the names of the cities, it's supposed to say the targum there. Shnayim mikra v'echa targum. Shekola mashlim pashiyosef v'matzibam richen lo yomav v'shnoisav. Anyone who does this will get a schar that he'll have arichas yom. Anyone who finishes shnayim mikra v'echa targum every week, he will be marich yom. And Tosis even speaks out, the Ramaschal Yashlam, Tosis speaks out that three things Rabbeinu HaKadosh commanded his children, and one of them is, Bishat, when he died, and one of them was, they should not eat on Shabbos, the Shabbos day Suda, until you finish the parasha, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. And Tosis says, the mitzvah of Mufchor to keep this, not to eat until you finish the Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Zog to Gemara Vayit, Rabbi Ba'abaya Sova, Lashlamin, the parasha is a kula Shah Sova, Mal Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Ba'abaya didn't do the mitzvah of Mufchor, and he was behind in his finishing his parashas, and he wanted to finish all the parashas of the whole year, Erev Yom Kippur. He said, you know what, I'm going to finish the parashas today. I'm behind my Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, I'll finish the parashas. So Tana Lechia Ba'Rav Medifti, so Rabbi Chia Ba'Rav Medifti told him, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'Nisim Esnaf Shaseichem, Tisha L'Chodesh Ba'Erev, it says that you should fast on Erev, on the ninth day, which is Erev Yom Kippur, the ninth day of Tishrei, right? The Gemara, do you fast on the ninth day? It says, "V'nisus nafshechem Tishrei chaydesh." You should fast on the ninth day. You know, first ninth day of Tishrei is Erev Yom Kippur. Tishrei misanim, lebesar misanim. On Yom Kippur itself is when you fast. Anyone who eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, which is the day before Yom Kippur, which is Erev Yom Kippur, Milo Lava Kosov Kilu Masana Tishiv Asir. It's Kilu, you fasted on the 9th and 10th day of Tishrei. So therefore, he told him, how could you do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum today? You have to be doing the Mitzvah Sayyim, which is eating. And you have no time to do all those parashas today. Savar, like the Minu, he had say, later, you know, a different time, he had an idea, he's not going to want to have his problem, he has a backlog. He's going to do all the parashas right away, on one Shabbos. I'm like, who's Saba? So this old person said, no, Tanina, we learned the Brisa, Vashla Yakdim, Vishlo Yacher. When it comes to Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, you shouldn't be ahead and you shouldn't be behind. You should always do it on the right time, which means this week's parash is Parashas Vayichi. You have learned Parashas Vayichi this week. Next week, Parashas Shemois. Last week, Parashas Vayigash. Taisa speaks out that you can start doing Mavasedra already from Mincha and Shabbos and on. After they start laning that parasha, you can start, it's called already on time to start being Mavasedra. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Kedomlu Rishu Malevi Lebanei. Rishu Malevi told his children, gave a tzava to his children, a will to his children. Ashlimu Prishasachayu Matzivar Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. First of all, make sure to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. I just want to speak out that the siman in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch dedicated to Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, the halachas, you should look there. It's hard to remember what siman it is, but I'll give you a siman to remember what siman it is. It's siman Reish Pei Hei in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim. Reish Pei Hei. What does Reish Pei Hei stand for? Rafa. Rafa means weak. It's one of the mitzvahs that unfortunately are a little weak. It's called, so therefore the siman's Rafa, Reish Pei Hei. But you see from this Gemara how chomer it is. And in Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his children not to eat before they finish Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. It's unbelievable. Kedomim Rishum Levi, Levnei, Ashlim Parash Targum, Atziv Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, Vizharu Bavridim Krav Yehuda. Another thing he told them in his will, that be careful when you shecht the chicken, make sure you shecht also all of its jugular veins, all the veins that have a lot of blood in it. Krav Yehuda, it's not Rehuda, Ima Achi Yishchas Avridim. That you're not Yeretz Shechit until you shecht Avridim. And the reason why he said to be Makvid, Rashi explains, is because in those days they used to roast the oif before they salted it, so you were scared that blood will be left inside, there'll be dam left inside the chicken. But if you shecht avridim, that makes sure all the dam comes out. And the third thing he told them was, "Haru bezakin sheshachach talmudim machmas oinsai." Be careful, a Talmud Chacham that forgot his learning because of a oinus, still give him kavod. The minon luchos v'shivrei luchos nachas ba'aron. Not only luchos in the aron, the shivrei luchos were in the aron. Now, what does it mean? A zokin shachat hamudai machmas oinsai. So, pasuk pshat learned he got sick, and that's one of Rashi's pshatim. He got sick. Rashi's another pshat. Interesting. Rashi's machmas oinsai shechala oishen nitrad bedoichik mezaynus. Or he got busy going. He had to go to work. It was Talmud Chacham who needed money. He had to go to work. Still, his zaraboy lechavdi. She gave him the same exact kavod as a Talmud Chacham because he is a Talmud Chacham. Only machmas oinsai he couldn't learn anymore. He's a kuli sick. He had to go make a parnasa. Omalu Rava libnei. Rava told his children, his tzava, kishatam choytchim basa, when you cut meat, you're slicing your meat, use a cutting board. And don't, al techatchu al gavayad, don't cut on the back of your hand. You put a piece on the back of your hand and you cut there, you should not do that. Why not? Tupshatam. Ikadam shim sakana. This is a sakana, he might cut his hand off. Yukadamri, that even if he's careful, he doesn't cut his hand off, he might make a little nick in his skin and blood will come out and it'll go onto the food. Mishum kilkel suda, it'll go onto the food and it'll make the michael dirty and make it disgusting on the people who are eating it. Valteshu almitas aramis, and the mafarshim handle why it's not a problem of eating the blood. Forget about the maos. Rasha is the varas maos. It could be the virus because you'll wash it off. So only a problem Adam, but the problem will be is that's still Moos. Another thing he commanded his children, don't sit on a bed of a non-Jew. We'll see Pshat in that in a second. And you shouldn't walk behind the Beis HaKnesses b'shas that the Tzibur is davening, and we'll see, the Gemara will explain that as well. So first let's explain, Valteshvu Amitas Aramis. What does that mean, not to sit on a non-Jewish lady's bed? One shot means you shouldn't go to sleep without saying Kriyishma, because that's called going to sleep like a guy. If you go to sleep without saying Shema, without learning, that's like going to sleep like a guy. It means you shouldn't marry a Geiris. And on that, there's two Pshatim in the Mepharshim. Some say Rava was a Kayin, and therefore Rava is telling his children, don't marry a Ger, which is Issa Lav in the Torah. And others, the Yavits, say that maybe you shouldn't marry a Geris at all, because the Kuvit of bad Midas come out, Ayin Sham. So already have two Pshatim, Al Teshva Mitas Aramis. Either means don't go to sleep without Kriya Shema, or it means don't marry a Geris. Vigadamri Aramis Mamish. It means a real non-Jewish lady's bed. Why? There's a story of Rapapa that a Goyish lady wanted to make a blood libel on him. The Rapapa also looked at a guy. He went to visit a guy. She took out a bed. I'm like, Chef, sit down. I'm like, I don't sit down on a bed until I check out what's under the bed. He had a dead child. And they were planning on making a libel on him and saying, look, he sat on the bed and smashed the tinnik. Therefore, never sit on a goyish bed. Also, leishvu al mitas aramis. So we zeichet the three pshatim in al teishvu al mitas aramis. Now, the third tzava'a Rava gave his children was v'al tavru acharei beis haknesses b'shal shachim espalim. Don't walk by the beis haknesses while they are davening. Misayeli of shuma levi. It's a right to b'shuma levi. Don't rabbi shuma levi. Also, l'adam shi'ava acharei beis haknesses b'shal shachim espalim. You now walk by Beis Knesset. What's the reason? The reason is because it looks like you don't want to daven. They're davening now, and you're saying, oh, I don't want to daven. I'm running away. I don't want to daven. So I'm going to buy a Amara like a Pesach Rina. There's only one door to the Beis Medrash. So you see, you don't want to go daven. If it's another door on the other side, less than was not a problem, because maybe I'm going in the other door. And another limit to this halacha, there's no other shul in town. There's another shul in the city, less than bus, not a problem because I'm going diving somewhere else. But loy amaron loy dori tuno, he's not carrying a package loy rod, he's not running somewhere. But loy marach tuno, he's not wearing tefillin. Av ikah chad v'hanach, if you have one of these three, that means if he's carrying a package, we see he's busy with something. Or if he's running somewhere, if he's running, we see he's running somewhere, he's busy. Or if he's wearing tefillin, also it's not a problem. Why not? Zok to mishabru, the reason is anyone who is wearing tefillin is obviously a medaktik of a mitzvah, and chas v'shalom, he wouldn't not daven in the shul. So it must be he already davened or he's taking care of something. Aviga chamechanak less lamba is not a problem. Tanya Amar Rekiva. Zog to Gemara Amar Rekiva. B'shloisho dvarim oyeve aniyah samadai medim. I liked the Midianites, the Madai people. I had three things about them I like. What are the three things? First thing, they only cut their basa on a table. On a cutting board on a table, they only cut it and not on their hand. Another thing, because they give someone a kiss, they give them a kiss on the back of the hand. And Rashi explains it's more chashev because therefore your spit doesn't get into the wrong place. If you kiss them on the face, you don't want someone spit on the face. On the back of the hand is fine. So that was another thing he liked. When they have something private to discuss, and Yoytzim al Vasada, they go into the field. And Rashi explains, because there's a memra that the walls have ears. The walls can hear. You don't want anyone to eavesdrop on your conversation. They're going to the field to make the conversation. We find the Torah's idea. He had the sensitive discussion of leaving Lavan's house. The discussion was in the Sada, so no one should hear. Tanya, there's three things I like about the Prasim. They eat with manners, with sneers. Vitznuum basically their tsunua. And vitznuum davachem, and their tsunua and betash mishamita also, they are tsunua. And it's mavuyer in Mesechta Ksubas that the tsunias is that they have tashmish with clothing on, which is not the minigal klayishah. Anit tsvesil mukudaishai. It says in the pasuk that I commanded my mukdoshai. Tanu v'yisrael prasim hamukdoshim mizmanim gehenim. They are set aside. Mukdosh always means it's set aside. They're set aside for gehenim. That's what they call mukdoshai. It's talking about this pasuk is in the parasha of the Mapelas Bavel, and it says the anit tzveis l'mukdoshai gam krosi gebaru la'apai alizai gavasi. It's talking about destroying Bavel. It says it calls them mukdoshai because don't think it means because they're mukdosh. They're not really kaddish. It means they're separated and mizmanim and prepared l'gehenim. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Gemara is now come to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Gamil in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamil said in the Mishnah that you could say Kriya Shema Shal Arvis Ad Alois Hashachar. Zoi state in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that one Shita Ad Shmur Rishayna, the other Shita was Ad Chatzais, and Rabbi Gamil's Shita was Ad Shiyala Amud Hashachar. Zok the Gemara Amrav Yudam Hashmur Aloch Rabbi Gamil. Aloch Lamaisu Passing like Rabbi Gamil. It could be the Rambam is a little bit not like that, and you have to eye in the Shulchan Aruch where it could be with Machmer at least lechatchila for the Divrei Chachamim of Chatzos. Tanya of Shimon Chay Omer Pa'omim Sha'odom Kair Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'omim Belayla. It's possible for someone to say Shema twice a night, and he'll be Yotza one for the night and one for the morning. How is that? Achas Koydim Shiyala Monashacha, Achas Achas Monashacha, one before Alois. And that will be Yotze the Kriyas Mashal Avers. And one after Lois, that will be Yotze the Kriyas Mashal Shachas. Yotze the Chavosai, Achas Shal Yoyim, Achas Shal Ayla. Yotze the Kriyas Shema of Shachas, the Kriyas Shema of Avers. Break the Maragu for Kasha. Avers, Pa'om, Shodom, Kari, Kriyas Shema, Shtei Pa'om, Belayla. You're telling me it's possible to say Kriyas Shema twice by night. Alma. La'achas Shal Yalam, Rashach, Alaylu. Must be that you're calling after Rashach, Alaylu. You're saying twice a night. But how do you tell you? Then it says, Yotze Kriya Shema of Shachris. What do you mean? Is it the night or the day? If it's a day, so it's not two times by night. And if it's the night, then you're not Yetzir Shayim. Alma Yimamu. You see, it's Yoyim. So we're Laila. Oyim Lailu. It's Laila. And that's why he said Shachris twice a night. Aye, heck, he says Shema. Yetzir Shema of Shachris after Muda Shachar. But the Karla Yoyim, the Ika, Inchi, the Kayim, the Shaita. Some people wake up at that time. And therefore, it's called Bikumech already. So, like Tosis explains, the Fidus Gemara here, really it's Laila of all mitzvahs, Kamoi Tfilin and Tzitzis. It's really the night. Like our Kriya Shema, since people get up by Alois, therefore it's not Kozman Shchiva, it's Kozman Bikumecha, and Yoytz is Kriya Shema of Shachar, it's not of Arvis. So, therefore, he says twice a night, you can say Shema, it won't be Yoytz for Shachar, it's for Arvis, because after Moshachar, for everything else, is still called the night. Only for Kriya Shema, since people wake up at that time, it's called Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. Omer of Acha Bachanin, Omer of Shema Leiv, Aloch Gerv Shema Echai. We pass like this for Shema Echai, that Yotze Kriya Shema Shal Shachris after Alois. Ike the Masdi, Lahod, Rav Acha Bachanin, that the Rav Bachanin said, Aloch Gerv Shema, it's going on something else. It's going on Shema Echai, B'Shem Rav Akiva. We're going to see a Braisa that argues in this Braisa. It's Rav Shema Echai, B'Shem Rav Akiva. The Tanya of Shimon Yechai, Omam Shimon Rabbi Kiva, Pa'omim Shalom Kairi Kriya Shema, Shtei Pa'om Ba'yoyim, he can say Shema twice by day, achas koydim neitzachamav, achas la'achan neitzachamav, yoitz dechavasoi, ez yoitz dechayv yokriyashma, achas yem achas alayla. So this Gemara, you see right away, this Bryce is different. He holds that you can be yoitz zman kriyashma of night until nights, and then zman kriyashma shachas only starts after nights. But first Gemara explains it. Hogu v'kash, amas parmesan kari kriyashma shdevam v'yoyim, twice by day, amma kari neitzachamav yimamahu. You see, before neitzacham is called day. V'hadu tani yoitz v'dechavasoi, achas yem achas layla. Then you tell me yoitz kriyashma of the night. Aye, it's the day. Amma laylahu. It's mashmas night. We are to kriyas shma of night. Ah, it's a day. We just said it's the day twice by day. So I'm like, oilam yimamadi. It's really the day. Who? Behind the karol laila. Ah, why you let us say zman kriyas? Why can say kriyas shma shal arvis even after alois before nights? Why they get into the gun of ushaid? There are some people sleeping then. We know some of them. You know, like all of us. A lot of people sleeping after alois. Alois is it could be 4:45 in the winter in the summer. It could be 4:45 sometime in the summer, and people are sleeping, obviously. You know, some people are sleeping then. Some people at least are sleeping then. So therefore, you could say Shema after Alois. Amar Rav Acha Baruch Hinam, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Alocha Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Akiva. We pass Rav Shimon, Sha'amar Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva. So, and this is what he said, the Memra. And this is obviously a theory to other Rav Shimon. So there's two Rav Shimons here. One Rav Shimon himself who holds that Alois is the cutoff point between Arvis and Shachris, the Gabi Kriya Shema, and going to this Brayse, so the cutoff point is Netzachama. Then we have a Rav Zeira. Omer Rav Zeira, Vach lo yoyme yahashkivenu. Even though you let us say Kriya Shema and you yoyte Kriya Shema, you shouldn't say Hashkivenu anymore at this time. So the B'chalik Rashi tells us what time it means. Rashi learns even means the Gemara, even the first Lashon that talks about saying Shema of night before Alois HaShachar, if it's next time Alois HaShachar, do not say Hashkivenu. Because Hashkivenu is only the time when you're going to sleep. When it's ready, it's almost time to wake up. Even though you're still sleeping, you don't say Hashkivenu. Taisus learns going on a case where you're saying it after Alois, before Nates, that is when you should not say Hashkivenu. That we saw of Abba Chanina Paschas like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was not beferish. It came from a story. What was the story? Who's Ugadar Abana? And there was two Tamidah Cham, the Shtaker Berlulu, the Braid of Shimon Levi. They got drunk by the Chasin of Shimon Levi, and they woke up late. They got drunk that night, and they fell asleep without saying Krishma. Also, Kamedi Rabbi Shimon Levi, Omar, so Shah was, could he say Shema? Could he say Shema? Maybe it was after Alois, before Nates. So, Oskar Meir Shmuel Levi, Omar, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismoich Olav V'Shas Adchak. Rav Shimon Ben Yechai is Kedai Lismoich Olav V'Shas Adchak. Famous words, Kedai Rav Shimon Lismoich Olav V'Shas Adchak. And there we see, we pass like him, that you're allowed to say Shema even after Alois, before Nates, at least to feed Rav Shimon Ben Yechai, B'Shem Rabbi Akiva.